There are so many different components that make up a thriving community, including your local public library. This is Lisa Berry, and this is Beyond Books on 89.1 WEMU, a conversation with the Ann Arbor District Library, which offers so much more than just books. And here to tell us about that is Rich Reddy, Communications and Marketing Manager at the Ann Arbor District Library. Hi, Rich.
Hello. How are you?
Good. And you brought along Nicole Williams, who is a librarian, helping head up one of your many popular activities. You have so much going on, but today here to talk about the summer game. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Why the game, not summer games?
Well, we call it the summer game partly because we like to think it's the only game that you'll play all summer, but we also think Olympics when we hear summer games. So the summer game is sort of the all-encompassing name that covers the whole scavenger hunt, the reading aspect, and every part of the game.
I'm the marketing guy. Branding.
Branding.
No, summer game just sounds, it's its own thing. Because Everybody knows the summer game, right?
Right.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, right?
What's it all about? What's involved?
So the summer game started, as most libraries' summer games do start. They're reading games. It started for kids mostly. They'd read 10 books. They would get a prize. Usually that prize was also a book. And in 2011, we decided to expand it. So we still have that paper game where you read 10 books and you can get stickers and a little halfway prize and a free book at the end. And then we expanded it to include codes and a scavenger hunt aspect, so you can go looking for these little phrases all around town, all throughout our different libraries, within museums and parks all over Ann Arbor, and you can earn points by entering those codes. And those points get you prizes that you can buy in our summer game shop, and that opens about halfway through the summer.
I think you told me, Rich, before adults participate, too.
Yeah, so it grew out of the summer reading challenge. There is a summer reading challenge for teens and adults as well. You finish 5 books and you get prizes. Some of them are coupons for $1 off from the Friends of the Ann Arbor District Library, the books that are in those bookshops. By the way, they are the ones that fund the summer game shop for us. So all the prizes that we give out, the idea spun out from child literacy. So get them to read books during the summer. But really the goal of the summer game is to have fun. And all these other things sort of go on top of that. So you'll see parents with their kids coming through the library on the scavenger hunt looking for codes, and the kids will be writing on pieces of paper these codes that they'll then go home and enter, or you can text them in too, so they'll enter them on a phone. So you've got all summer long parents and kids working together, or 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, if there's a 90-year-old summer game player, I want to hear about it. They're exploring Ann Arbor, exploring these places, or online going through our catalog and solving all these awesome riddles that Nicole and the rest of the summer game team put together.
And if I read the information correctly, this goes back to the 1930s?
You can go into oldnews.aadl.org and search for summer reading program and find these old photos and the lists of all the kids that read 10 books in a summer in Ann Arbor and their addresses. They post addresses of 8-year-olds back in the old days. It's crazy. but you'll see there were a trip to the moon and there was Oregon Trail and all these really cool ways that they wanted kids to read. And they would move these little people on these big boards at the library. And what we did now with Nicole and Eli Nyberger and a lot of the other summer game people is make this digital, expand it, and now it's for adults too.
How many people participate, Nicole?
Last year, we got about 8,000 or more players for the expanded portion of the summer game.
That's a lot. 8,000?
Yes, yep, wow. 8,000. And it's expanded a lot since last year and the year before that, so it's growing every year. And we got about 15,000 or more people who grabbed our summer game reading card. So we have a lot of people who participate in their own way.
When does the Ann Arbor District Library summer game begin, and how long does it last?
It begins June 14th, the same day that school ends for kids.
So school's out. We're going right to the library.
Yep. Yes, exactly right.
It's June 14th to August 31st, and you can jump in at any time, so you don't have to start right away. Different things get rolled out over the summer, but you can jump in halfway through, near the end. It doesn't matter. You can still have fun.
All right, Rich Reddy. Well, speaking of fun, lots going on at the library this summer. What's
so
coming up?
Much? Yeah. So much. So the next big festival that also launches the day that the summer game begins is called A2CAF. It's the Ann Arbor Comic Arts Festival. And it's the 10th year of this. And Nicole is also heavily involved in this. She's keeping busy.
Yes.
So she can tell us a little bit about what this is.
A2CAF is a celebration of comics and graphic novels for the people that love them. So that includes our artists and it includes all the kids, teens, and adults who are interested in comics and graphic novels. We have interactive workshops and we have different panels with all of our artists. We'll have about 40 guests coming this year. And that will be on June 15th and 16th.
When you say 40 guests, like, who are we talking about?
This year we've got Raina Telgemeier coming, so the author of Smile and Sisters. We have Ben Hatke, the author of Zeta Space Girl and Mighty Jack. Who else have we got this year? Yomek Gill. We've got Raoul III. Lucy Nisley, who just wrote a new book, Kid Gloves, that just came out. And Jerry Craft, whose new book, New Kid, has recently come out as well.
Is this a costumed affair?
If you'd like, we highly encourage costumes. Absolutely. And there will even be a workshop on Saturday that will be for people to make their own costumes, cosplay accessories.
And you've done it for 10 years.
Yes, absolutely. This is year 10, so we're celebrating big this year. We've got displays and all kinds of extra things.
And Top of the Park, I know that the Ann Arbor District Library is always involved with that. Right, Rich?
We've got Kids Rock at Top is our big thing. We've got three musical acts that are not just for kids, but kid-friendly, that are on the Sunday nights. And we start with Father's Day, June 16th, where we've got the galactic sounds of Michael and the Rockness Monsters. Then we have a Latin Grammy Award-winning international star named Mr. G, who's coming out. And then a Grammy-nominated indie Hindi group, Falu's Bazaar. So those are going to be consecutive Sundays starting on Father's Day, June 16th. Plus, we're programming in the Top of the Park Annex, which is the tent that they have sort of on the side. This year, it's going to be in a little bit of a different place. It'll be a little bit bigger, which is good because we've got three big events there. We've got a block printing workshop. We have an 80s craft party that we're going to have. And then...
For people in their 80s or from the 80s?
Both. We're going to be playing...
Decoupage. That's
we'll
all I have to say.
80s videos on the screen.
Okay.
And it'll be a lot of fun for people swinging by. But the big one is our Bob Ross paint-along at Top on July 2nd.
What?
You can paint along with Bob Ross. We'll have some screens. We'll have canvases. We'll have the paint. These have been hugely popular at the library. This is the first time we're taking it on the road. So we're hoping people get a chance to experience some of the ADL programming if they haven't already.
Might they have to pre-register for that? Because I know it usually attracts a big crowd.
No registration required.
All right.
That's our motto, right? Everything's free at the library. No registration required for our event.
And let's run down quickly a few more things that you've got going on. So much.
I will laundry list this.
All right,
yes.
Do it.
We have a band, Harry and the Potters.
That's a
Wizard
band.
Wizard Rock, coming June 26th in the lobby of the downtown library. Japan Week, we are partnering with the U of M Center for Japanese Studies on Japan Week with a multitude of events through June 16th to 22nd. Survival Camp, all summer long we run these camps that kids can come to. They're themed different things. We had last year was a jungle camp. And there was a superhero camp, and there was a
space camp,
dinosaur camp. There were so many camps. And then we have Iditarod Sled Dog Experience. That's another thing coming up in June. Nerd Night. That's a monthly event that we host at Live in Ann Arbor. Pokemon battles. So much more. Lisa, AADL.org.
We'll put a link to it
it's
on
the only
our,
place to see it all.
That, well, or WEMU.org, where we'll put a link to all that as well. Rich
Perfect.
Reddy from the Ann Arbor District Library, Nicole Williams, thanks so much for sharing all this information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.